لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Last time I was talking about the significance of Hajj. Now I'll be talking about one particular issue that I mentioned it last time. You remember when I said Allah commanded Abraham to pass the message into humankind according to the words of Allah in Surah Al-Hajj. Okay, now he did. And every single human being that Allah foreordained that he would perform Hajj, he said, لبيك اللهم لبيك. What's the meaning of this talbiyah? You remember when those of you who performed Hajj, you reached the miqat, right? And you had a shower, and you put on your ihram. Right after your ihram, what did you say? Didn't you say, لبيك اللهم حج, لبيك اللهم عمرة? You know what does it mean? It means, oh Allah, here I am responding to your invitation to perform, well, either Hajj or Umrah. Now, let me take the words, well, the talbiyah word by word. لبيك اللهم لبيك. When you say لبيك, لبيك it means, oh Allah, here I am ready, ready at your command. This is the meaning of لبيك. اللهم. Of course, when we ask Allah, we declare that Allah is the only God. He deserves to be worshipped. So when we say اللهم, we say, oh Allah, oh Allah. Okay? Here I am responding to your command. Okay? In other words, I'm all the time ready, ready to receive your command and to conform with and to apply and to obey you, oh Allah. And again, when we say لبيك, here I am, ready, O Allah, to respond to your command. Allahumma labbaik. We repeat the term labbaik. In other words, I am ready one period of time after another. In other words, continuously, I'm there to obey your command. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. We repeat that word. Labbaik, la sharika lak. O Allah, here I am, responding to your command, believing that you have no partner. You see, this is the in other words, brothers and sisters, when we repeat this talbiyah, this is a declaration on our part, declaring that Allah is the only true God and who has no partner whatsoever. La sharika lak. I believe, O Allah, that you have no partner. As we know, at the time of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah exalt his mention, was sent to the Arabs, the first stage of Islam. Well, we know they were idolaters, and they used to worship idols. Okay? And that was actually the contention and the hard word the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah exalt his mention, faced his people in order to make them quit worshiping idols. And of course, we know the history of that. Eventually, alhamdulillah, Islam prevailed and Mecca returned pure Islamic state. But anyway, this is not the point. The point is that, now, O Allah, we believe that you have no partner. لبيك اللهم لبيك. Here we are, O Allah, we believing that you are the only God who deserves to be worshipped and who has no partner whatsoever. This is the beauty of it. Okay, لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك. Again, you see how many times we repeat لبيك لبيك لبيك. It means, oh Allah, I am now and in the future as well, continuing to obey your command. This is the beauty of the talbiyah. And when you say, as I said, you know, once you reach the miqat and have a shower, and when you have a shower, I said right after that, You declare, this is not intention, by the way, intention is in the heart. You declare what kind of function, what kind of ritual you're going to make. Okay, you either say, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ حَجْ. Oh Allah, here I am responding to you to perform Hajj. Or, oh Allah, here I am responding to you to perform Umrah. And this is now, this is the Talbiya. And that it's really very commended and rewardable to keep repeating it when you are in the state of Ihram altogether. In other words, keep repeating this Labbaik Allahumma. Allah loves that. I know that, you say, well, I say it once, Allah hears it. But of course Allah hears everything. But Allah loves the repetition of this Talbiya. Allah loves it. The more you repeat it, the greater your reward will be. So this is the point is, we are now ready in order to perform that ritual and expressing our obedience, willingness, and submissiveness to Allah. Now this is the beauty of this Talbiya. That's why we say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, and we repeat it. Because Allah loves that. Why? We want to be rewarded for that. Keep that in mind. Okay? Next time you perform Hajj, remember these words. Until then, Assalamu alaikum.
Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik. Innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk. La